Welcome, my name is Pastor Scotty Bockhaus, and we thank you for taking some time to listen to some audio recordings from the pulpit of the Riverview Baptist Church. Our desire is to show the Lord high, holy, and lifted up, as well as try to be a blessing to those through the Word of God. Please enjoy this message, and we pray that it will be a blessing to your life.
And we'll get into the message this evening. We're going to start in verse number 17, 1 Samuel chapter 10 and verse 17. If you are physically able, would you please stand with me in honor and respect of God's word? The Bible says, "And Samuel called the people together unto the Lord to Mizpah, and said unto the children of Israel, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt, and delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all the kingdoms, and of them that oppressed you. And ye have this day rejected your God, who himself saved you out of all your adversities and your tribulations. And ye have said unto him, Nay, but set a king over us. Now therefore present yourselves before the Lord by your tribes and by your thousands." And when Samuel had caused all the tribes of Israel to come near, the tribe of Benjamin was taken. And when he had caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their families, the family of Machri was taken. And Saul, the son of Kish, was taken. And when they sought him, he could not be found. Therefore they inquired of the Lord further, if the man should yet come thither. And the Lord answered, "Behold, he hath hid himself among the stuff." And they ran and fetched him thence, and when he stood among the people, he was higher than any of the people from his shoulders and upward. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you for your goodness to us. Lord, I pray now that as you would, as we open your word, Lord, that you would help me to have clarity of thought. Lord, you know my heart. You know I want to be a blessing. You know I want to be an encouragement to your people. And Lord, I pray that this message would be, Lord, I pray that you would use me to be that, and Lord, that you would fill both speaker and listener with your power and with your spirit. God, I need you. I can't do this without you. And Lord, I pray that you would work as only you can. And Lord, we'll love you and thank you for it. May you be magnified, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Here Samuel is calling the children of Israel together. And as it says in verse 19, the Lord is talking to the children of Israel through his prophet Samuel, and he says, "And ye have this day rejected your God," whom, what a strong statement, "who himself saved you out of all your adversities and your tribulations, and ye have said unto him, Nay, but set a king over us." The children of Israel wanted a king. The children of Israel began to demand that, "Hey, Samuel, give us a king. Put a king over us. We want someone to rule over us." They began to look at all the other nations then, and, "Hey, everyone else has a king. Put a king over us. We want someone to rule over us. We want someone to go out and fight our battles." I don't believe that was God's will. I believe God wanted them to realize that God was their king, that God was the one that was supposed to fight their battles, that God was the one that they were supposed to go to for leadership and for guidance, and to go to God to say, "Hey, we've got a problem, and we need your intervention." I believe God was to be their king, but they didn't want that. That's why the Lord said, "And ye have this day rejected your God." They said, "Put a king over us." So they said, "Okay." And they put a king over him. And this king was named by a man by the name of Saul. They called for, it says, when he had caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their families, the family of Machri was taken, Saul, the son of Kish, was taken. And when they sought him, he could not be found. Therefore they inquired of the Lord further if the man should yet come thither. And the Lord answered, "Behold, he hath hid himself among the stuff." God had a purpose for Saul. God had called Saul to be the king of Israel, the first king of Israel. And they sought for him, and they called him, and he couldn't be found. They inquired of the Lord, and the Lord said, hey, he hath hid himself among the stuff. How often is that the case for us as Christians? I believe Saul was hiding because he felt inadequate. You're in 1 Samuel 10. Turn back to 1 Samuel chapter number 9. Verse number 20. And as for thine asses, they were that were lost 3 days ago, set not thy mind on them, for they are found. Now, Saul, his father, wanted Saul to go out and to find these three asses that they had lost. And so he was going out, and they couldn't find them, so they went to the seer, and the seer is Samuel. And now Samuel, this is where we get at the story. And it says, and as for thine asses that were lost 3 days ago, set not thy mind on them, for they are found. And on whom is all the desire of Israel? What was Israel's desire? To have a king. Is it not on thee and on all thy father's house? And Saul answered him. And Saul answered and said, am not I a Benjamite of the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Wherefore then speakest thou so to me? He says, hey, is not our tribe the smallest of the tribes of Israel? And besides that, is our family not the smallest of the families of this tribe? You know what he's saying? Who am I that I'm supposed to be the king? Who am I? He felt inadequate, and so when he was called, it says, behold, he hath hid himself. Church family, we might be hiding. We might be hiding behind some of our inadequacies. We might feel inadequate. Maybe we need Sunday school teachers and workers meeting. Maybe the Lord's pricking in your heart and saying, hey, maybe you should be a worker in Sunday school. Hey, maybe you should be a teacher in Sunday school. Hey, maybe you should step up and do this in your church to serve me. And you think, well, who am I? We're hiding behind inadequacies and saying, I can't do this because of this and because of that. And, well, I'm not that good of a speaker. Sunday school, I can't teach. I can't do these things. A missionary? Man, I can't be a missionary to Russia. Maybe we feel inadequate. And church family, rightfully so, because we are. But it shouldn't be an excuse to say, I'm not going to serve God. It shouldn't be an excuse to say, I'm not going to take that position in Sunday school. It shouldn't be an excuse to say, no, I'm not going to surrender my life to go to the mission field. I may be inadequate. You heard my wife's testimony. I grew up in a Christian home. You might think, hey, I didn't grow up in a Christian home. I don't have the background of Brother Bartels. Do you realize my background has nothing to do with God's call on my life? Yeah, I'll leave it at that. I believe God prepared me through my background. Amen. But whether you're born into a Christian home, whether you were raised in a Christian home, or whether you were raised in a broken home, that doesn't matter to God. You might be you might seem to be the least, as Saul did. Am not I the least of the tribe of Benjamin? But yet, I don't think my wife, I know my wife, I know she didn't think, you know what? I grew up in a perfect environment for me to be a missionary wife. And so I am ready and willing to be a missionary wife, especially one that's going to Siberia, Russia in the middle of winter. No. Did you think that? No, I didn't think so. You know what? Growing up in a Christian home, my granddaddy was my pastor. And I would look at him and I would think, there's no way. There's no way I could do that. Did I feel inadequate? Absolutely, I did. But whom God calls, he equips. Look at 1 Samuel chapter number 10 and verse number 9. The Bible says, and it was so. Go back to verse number 1. It says, then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? When thou art departed from me today, thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre in the border of Benjamin and Zelzah. And they will say unto thee, the asses which thou went to seek are found, and lo, thy father hath left the care of the asses and sorroweth for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? It says in verse number 5, no, go down to verse number 6, and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shalt be turned into another man. And let it be when these signs are coming to thee that thou do as an occasion to serve thee, for God is with thee. In verse number 9, and it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass that day. And when they came thither to the hill, behold, the company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. I believe God was equipping Saul. He equips those he calls. Am I the perfect candidate to go to Russia? Me in and of myself? Absolutely not. But with God, all things are possible. Because it's not about us. It's not a Christian, it's not about you. It's God doesn't care. Hang on, let me be careful how I say this. What God cares about is your availability. Amen. To say, okay, I'm willing. No matter what your talents, no matter what your inadequacy you might feel like I have, it's just being willing to say, okay, God, I'll do it. Go to Exodus. Exodus chapter number 3. Here's a man that I'm sure you know very well, who felt inadequate, who felt like, there's no way I can do this. Look at verse number 4. Verse number 3, and Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Go to verse number 10. Come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. He said, who am I that I should go? What about the children of Israel? What if they're not going to listen? They're going to ask for a name. What about that? How do I answer? Go to Exodus 4, verse number 1. And Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee. He's saying, hey, now they're going to say, what if they say that they don't believe me? That they think that you haven't appeared unto me? Just giving excuses. In verse number 10, it says, and Moses said unto the Lord, O Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of tongue and of a slow of speech and of a slow tongue. Listen to this next verse, because it's very powerful. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? What you're hiding behind. Oh, I'm not going to serve God because of this. Maybe it is. I'm just shy. I can't talk with people. Whatever the case, who made you? Who made your mouth? Who put your tongue in your mouth? Can he not equip you to do his will? To do the purpose that he's called you to do? Can we not put our trust? We put our trust in him for our eternal soul. We say, Lord, we want you to save us. But when it comes to you using us, I don't know about that one. Are we hiding behind stuff? As Saul did? Where is Saul? Behold, he hath hid himself among the stuff. Is that what's said of us? We're just hiding. Man, I've got something special. I've got something special for you. I believe God has a specific purpose for each and every one of us. I truly, truly do. It might not all go to Russia, although that would be wonderful. I would love that. But I know that's not reality, okay? We couldn't go to Russia without people here supporting us. Amen? God has something special for you. But when he goes to look, where's he going to find you? Oh, behold, he hath hid himself among the stuff. Are we hiding among stuff? We've got to get to the point where we are willing to say, you know what, like Samuel, as young Samuel did, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Speak, Lord. I'll do whatever you want me to do. Speak, Lord. My heart's yours. Speak, Lord. You've made me. You've bled and died for me. You've bought me with a price with your precious blood. Speak, Lord. And I'll do whatever you want me to do. No matter how inadequate I might feel. No matter the difficulties we may face. No matter what I might go through. I'll trust you. Speak, Lord. I'll follow. Church family, God's willing to use anyone. There's nothing special about Jonathan or Courtney that God's using us to be missionaries. There's nothing special. I believe I can say this. I believe I know your pastor well enough. There's nothing special about your pastor that God said, you know, he needs to be a pastor. It was just being willing. Amen. And God has a specific purpose for each and every one of us, each and every one of you. If you'll just say, Lord, I'm just willing. Maybe it's just a Sunday school teacher, which I'm sorry, I kind of made that sound like that was a light thing. That's not a light thing. That's serving God. Maybe it's just to be a prayer warrior. To just, in the sacred place of prayer, where you can get alone in your prayer closet and you can cry out to God for missionaries like us, for your pastor. Your pastor needs your prayers. That is one thing that I have thoroughly enjoyed about deputation is I get the little insight, just a little glimpse of what pastors go through, being able to talk with pastors and being able to spend time with pastors. And some of them will open up and look, this is the issue that we're having in our church right now. And just please pray for us. I had one pastor, we were scheduled for a missions conference, and it was, he called me 2 weeks, and you could tell he was broken up. I mean, rightfully so. Look, brother, we're going to have to cancel. We just had a church split. Burdens that pastors bear that you may never know about. Your pastor needs your prayer. Missionaries need your prayer. Each other, your church family needs your prayer. Maybe it's just, you know what? I might not be able to do much, but I can pray. And I can get alone with God. And I can have a relationship with God. And I know that when I get alone with God, God hears me. You can have that. Maybe that's it. God has a purpose. Don't be hiding amongst stuff to say, you know what, I'm too useless. I can't be used. God can use you. He wants to use you. He longs to use you. It's what he bought you for. It's what he sent his son to die on the cross for, so that he could use you.
Thank you for listening to this audio message. This is Pastor Scotty Bockhaus, and I encourage you to take this information that you just received and make a specific decision to follow after the Lord. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, let me beg you to take the time to receive Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. If you are saved, I encourage you to make a decision in your life to help you get closer with the Lord. If there's anything specific we can do to be a blessing or to pray for you, we encourage you. Look us up on the internet at riverviewbc.com. Once again, that's riverviewbc.com. Or if you would prefer to call us, you can give us a call at area code 920-530-6308. Once again, that number is 920-530-6308. If there's anything we can do to be a blessing or an encouragement to you, please let us know. We would love to make ourselves available. Thank you.